Well, here we are again, my friends. This is your monthly practice focus session to advance your skill, to hone your performance, and to ensure you and your practice are comprehensively firing on all cylinders. We have an amazing, jam-packed, very robust, and maybe even a little bit complicated practice focus to get through this month. I have to say, no one likes to play and lose. And what we talked about last month, I really hope you took it so seriously and had tough conversations and really assessed and thought deeply about how to improve on those key leverage points, because they are the secret to getting more out of what you're doing and your daily efforts and your patient interactions. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, more valuable than making your patients more valuable to you and to themselves. Not getting more of them, not working faster, not any bells or whistles or gimmicks or tips or tricks will do more for you and your success than helping your patients to value dentistry and what you do, and therefore become more valuable to you and their own health. Way too many people get lost in working on the wrong things, focusing on the lower priorities, and miss the main points and the key leverage areas that are available to you in your practice. As I always say, the most important thing we can do is help more patients say yes to more dentistry. It's the yeses that count. The fastest way to give yourself a raise in your practice is increase your fees. And you're certainly deserving, no matter what you're charging now or you're paid to do, still you will only make money on the dentistry that the patients say yes to. Now, onward we go into this month's laser focus in three very particular loose ends that often get lost in the shuffle, forgotten over time, or just missed, half-assed, or left up to chance. I am going to call them the three R's. They are all interlinked together, as you will see and know right away. I'm talking about retention, referrals, reactivation. Rest assured, we've talked about them all before, and if you've done your work properly and diligently, you have strong and solid systems in place. However, we are moving to the advanced level of each of these critical R components that separate the winners from the losers and the great practices from the good ones. Done right, inside of these three R's, you can easily find and discover, cultivate, and create enough opportunity to help people out of these all by themselves to add a few $1,000s a day, up to maybe $5,000, even $10,000. You can double your new patients. You can even double your overall production when you really master these elements. These, added to what we did over the last 2 months, set you up to really maximize these very three. What I'm going to do is quickly remind you of the importance of each component and then give you an assignment along with the advanced strategies you should consider. This will be painless, and your point will be to decide if you are missing anything and or what specific action steps or takeaways someone or everyone can move forward with and execute in order to add opportunity and patience into the flow of your practice. Our goal is to leave here with sustainable, consistent, congruent, and predictable results from these three R's. Lastly, it only takes one idea. Remember, one change, one decision, one single patient to make all the difference for you. You are at a place now where I expect your experience and knowledge and insight to guide the discussion and to challenge your own preconceived ideas and status quo and look for ways to break through and grow outside the box of the normal and standard approach you've been taking. Let's do them backwards. The third one, reactivation. Reactivating patients is really undervalued, and while I have no doubt you work your hygiene recall and possibly do a letter or a blitz to expired exams once a year, but that really is not the way to think about reactivation. That is the very basic and lowest common denominator approach. A to Z, I'm talking about making sure every call is answered and returned if they're not, every dollar of treatment is followed up on, every patient who doesn't schedule hygiene that you want to is called back the following day. And most importantly, the cases that are nurtured beyond their initial presentations of treatment. We've got to do it. These are things many people don't even think about. Or you may say common sense, of course, but is it actually happening? If you are going to do this right, then you really have to have a system and someone who makes this their focus. Not necessarily full-time all day, every day, but dedicated time to really do this justice. It's not as simple as hygiene coordination and filling the schedule, which is about all people care about usually. It's more than that. And it's about keeping your patients engaged in your practice and letting them know that you haven't forgotten them, even if they might have forgotten about you. There is a reason I consider reactivation an entire bucket, a production income stream all by itself, because it can be worth more to you than any other aspect of your practice because of the simple fact that more dentistry and patients leave than stay. And for our specialists out there, you can never go back far enough and often enough to leads and prospects who are coming into your practice. Today I want you to assess and ask, where are you not doing enough to follow up on your patients? And where are opportunities to really turn into reactivation stream into your practice into something viable? Do not ever stop trying to get patients back, because it is all about timing and reaching them at a point when they are ready. Reactivated patients are worth more than new patients because of the trust and guilt factor. Hey, if they come back and they haven't been there for a while, they're going to say yes to whatever you tell them because they feel bad at the fact they ever left and were negligent to begin with. They are more apt to accept more and bigger and complete treatment than anyone else. This is a business in and of itself. And now we go to number two, referrals. Here's the thing with referrals. They aren't going to happen automatically. And I see so many people focusing more on getting reviews than getting referrals. And as you know, a bird in the hand is better than two in a bush. A referral is a patient. A review is not. You can, of course, get both done, and you should. Reviews do matter and are valuable, but you must make sure your focus is on replicating patients. I'm not going to take you back through the entire referral structure and system we've developed that talked about last year, but you should have dedicated time to do exactly that. Instead, today, though, I want to open this up to you, and I want to take some time to brainstorm ways to further your referral initiatives. Are you using the couple's approach to getting the spouse in quickly? Are you sending the friends and family letter? Are you creating healthcare partnerships in the community? Are you, as individuals, handing out cards or invitations or whatever to promote the practice to people you know and meet and do business with? What else can be done? There is nothing more valuable than referrals, because these are the patients that will turn into long-term patients, and they come in already convinced to proceed with treatment. If there is one thing everyone wants more of, it's new patients. And then the obvious question is, what are you doing about that? It's easy to just say, do more marketing, but it's altogether different to take responsibility for attracting, creating, and doing things to stimulate more, quote, word-of-mouth referral patients. Let's make it systematic and strategic. And I can tell you, I've never met a team that didn't want to do more to help the practice grow. There are team members right here that would volunteer to do things in the community or who have ideas that will make a difference. Remember, every patient does matter. And that leads us right on target to the most valuable conversation we can possibly have as we move into the next topics and trainings coming in just another month. And all new and different and very powerful and, by the way, fun for you that I'm going to be sharing. First, we must refocus on, number one, retention. Retention matters because very few patients say yes to everything all at once. Most take time to cultivate and into full-mouth patients, or even for our specialists, patients take time to warm up to saying yes to anything. No matter how great your process is, you will not get every patient, but that doesn't mean that they can't be valuable to you long term. Retention comes from one major thing: the principle of paying attention to details. Retention comes from attention to details. That could be a poster in your office, and it should be a mantra you live and practice by. Retention of our patients comes from paying attention to the details, doing the little things. That's what we're talking about here. Happy, energetic, positive, attentive, healthy, fun, informative, encouraging. All words that should describe your culture, the environment, the atmosphere, the energy of your office. There could be a lot more, and you can make your own list. The point is, when patients experience a practice that lives these type of words, they want to stay there. They want to say yes to you. They want to give you money. They want to keep coming back. They want to call your practice their home. And the best part is, these words affect you in even more meaningful ways than they do your patients as you hang around every day with your daytime family. That's the most advanced strategy I can ever give you. That's to go to work on your culture, which means work on yourself, obviously. Clean bathrooms, trash, neatness, organization, smell, among many other factors, are also important details. Today you can discuss details that you can improve and do a better job with to really wow your patients, to be memorable to your patients. I want you to do this with the culture and the experience. And then I want you to do it with your actual patient engagement and communication. Details like the follow-up call, the handwritten card or note, the closing the loop on various stuff that usually falls through the cracks. Overall, the best way to retain your patients is to have real relationships with them. Not in the social sense, but in the caring sense, and to be genuine and authentic, as of course you should be and are. So, you say, well, why don't we keep them all then? We are so nice. Well, you wouldn't want to keep them all anyways, first of all, but the secret is in the things that are underneath the surface that are often not thought about. You see, being nice isn't enough. If no one follows up, if no one exits the patient properly, if no one communicates with each other, if the patient leaves confused, if the patient doesn't schedule, if the patient doesn't say yes, all of these variables are bound to happen at least once a day, and possibly far more frequently than slow and steady. You have patients dripping away, slipping through the cracks of execution in your practice. Therefore, the only way to manage it is to pay attention to it daily, patient by patient, and to make certain every patient is accounted for, period. That's the deal. That is ultimately the business we're in. First, a practice they want to come back to. Second, a relationship they actually find valuable and memorable. Third, a system of keeping track of every one of them. There is no mention about dentistry in those three pillars of retention. Here's what you can know. The dentistry is in the details. When you perfect the details, you'll have all the yeses and all the dentistry you can handle. For our specialists, remember that the key word for you to think about in terms of retention, if you are a one and done in terms of your procedures and your patients, is to understand that your goal should be to maximize your patients as a referral multiplier. And that comes from more patients moving forward successfully from and through each step in your process, and then continuing that out the door so that you can flip successful patients into a successful source of another patient. To finalize this very robust practice focus, I want you all to discuss what details are missed and where patients are lost in your process and experience, and then go to work fixing that and to ensure that your team's commitment is to daily focus on making certain no patients are left behind from now on. As you have seen through this training, patients who are retained drive growth in referrals and lessen the amount of reactivation that would be necessary. It's better to keep them than to lose them and to have to get them back again. Either way, the three R's link together and feed each other, and they come full circle. And that's why they're incredibly advanced growth factors and pillars for leverage in your practice. I challenge you to go to work on all three. Do please let me know questions you have, and be sure to utilize all the system support and resources we provide you and you have available to you to make the most of your three R's. Now, it's time to get to work. I want to thank you for your focus and attention this month. I know it's a little bit longer than usual, certainly more in-depth, because it's so very powerful and important. The next practice development and growth factors come from this right here. This is the next level for you. After this tedious month, we're about to get into some amazingly fun topics and activities, even better and more valuable than our recent role-playing sessions. I want you to get ready to have some fun, and this month I want you to do the work necessary to win, and you'll be well rewarded by your patients for it.